Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, it's time for another Irish racing podcast, and this time we're going to focus our attention at Leopardstown's 7-race programme this evening. Not many runners at the Dublin venue, but we have got a couple of very decent-looking patterned contests, particularly the 6.55 for the two-year-old fillies, and followed up by a good race for the colts, the Tyros Stakes, which should give us another insight to how good the Pentagon is from the Aidan O'Brien stable. A lot of other good races on the card as well to get stuck into. So without further ado, we'll deal with the first race at 5.55, which is a 7-furlong claimer. Don't see many of those over in Ireland, particularly for the two-year-olds. And there are one or two nice horses in this race who have showed a bit of promise in one or two events, including Ballot Box, of course, who probably sets the standard off the back of two good runs, both predominantly at the Curra. A few starts ago and finishing mid-division behind Beckford and Red Persian et al. Of course, that race has been franked several times over thereafter. And this filly ran quite well when returning to the County Kildare track next time out, when finishing fourth in a very hot nursery won by Golden Spell, who incidentally contests the Group 3 contest later on in the night, just to give you an idea of what she was up against. The only problem I've got with her is I'm not absolutely totally convinced that 7 furlongs will be in her favour. I think she's more of a sprinter than anything else. So therefore, it might be just as well to look out elsewhere for a little bit of value here. And I quite like Brian's Bride's first run at the Curra behind Actress, certainly giving a hope that she can improved quite significantly from that initial outing, and indeed when she steps up in trip, her pedigree suggests that she definitely wants further than the 5 furlongs she encountered that day, and she certainly ran accordingly, certainly not being knocked about by Colin Keane. Hopefully she'll benefit from that run, and with just normal improvement you'd imagine that she'd be certainly good enough to take a hand in a race of this nature tonight. So Brian's Bride is the pick in race number one. On to the second race then, the 6.25, which is a mile maiden, which brings together one or two horses. Been running in some decent maidens. Of course, Coat of Arms being probably the pick, with that third behind Theobald back in mid-June. Trying to make the run in that day. This horse just got outpaced in the latter stages by several, including the winner, who are obviously going on to contest much better races in the future. And you'd imagine, with the experience under his belt, that he'll be quite a difficult horse to catch tonight. But I do quite like the run first time out of change of velocity at the same time. And I think at the prices this morning, he probably represents a little bit of each-way value around about 9-2 with William Hill, because that race won by the Pentagon was certainly good on the speed figures. And in the shape of the winner, we've obviously got a horse who could well be of the very highest class. So certainly no disgrace from this colt by Teofilio to find himself just a little bit left behind by a very pacey sort. He certainly ran as though he'll definitely want middle distances next year anyway, given he's a big lumbering son of Teofilio. So a step up to a mile will definitely improve his chances here tonight. And it's hard to see with that run under his belt this horse not finishing in the first three tonight. So an each way bet on change of velocity is the advice there in race number two. On to the 6.55, and Aidan O'Brien's got a very strong hand here in this Group 3 contest for the fillies, sending to post Happily and Easter Lily off the back of victories last time out. Of the two, I much prefer Happily. I think she's a much more scopey, rangy type. Filly, of course, by Galileo, sire that has done Aidan O'Brien proud in the last couple of years or so. And I do like the way she improved upon that first run when behind her stable companion Easter Lily in the race that was eventually won by September. She certainly was backed as if defeat was out of the question next time out, and she got the job done in pretty decisive fashion, standing very strongly in the latter stages to win in a reasonable time figure. The further it goes, the better she'll get. And she already, at this moment in time, looks as though the Oaks for next season will be very much in her remit. Of the rest, I do think Golden Spell could offer punters perhaps a little bit of an alternative to the favourite, if not in the without the favourite market, because I do think Gerlines' horse is a little bit underestimated here. She's very stoutly bred, bringing by that tough campaigner Al-Kazim. And that sire has certainly imparted quite a bit of tenaciousness in her overall character, given that she come from a good bit back off the post to get the better of the argument at Belyistan a couple of starts ago. And again, she was very tough in the finish at the Curragh only 10 days later, given a little bit of a pause that refreshes since then. Hopefully this horse, in the hands of Shane Foley for the Johnny Murtagh stable, can prove her worth in a race of this nature. On to the probably the best race on the card, Ed, certainly going to be the most informative for the future. And no great surprise to see the Pentagon favourite here off the back of his hugely impressive display at the Curragh last time out. He certainly looked as though he needed the run, in keeping with a lot of Aino O'Brien horses did first time out. But he left that one run well and truly behind with an all-the-way success last time out in the hands of Aino O'Brien. And he won by 8.5 lengths, which is a fair feat for a two-year-old. His sectional times as well from the 3 furlong poles suggest he was rattling along, and he really just get over the ground quite readily. This horse, he's got a beautiful action. He skims the ground, so if the ground stays on the reasonable side tonight here at Leopardstown, he's very much the one to beat, as the market suggests. But I also do like Theobald as a horse. I think we're going to be hearing big things of him next season, particularly when he gets the chance to run over a mile and beyond, in keeping with his pedigree. Starting out over a mile here at this track, he proved too good for the nicely fancied Berkeley Square and coat of arms in a reasonable maiden back in the middle of June. And then a month later, albeit he got outpaced by Actress in the Anglesey Stakes, a Group 3 contest at the Curragh, I do like his attitude. Once he was headed, he kept on quite willingly late on to actually reel back the advances that Actress had built up at the 2 furlong pole. The time figure of that race is exceptional for a two-year-old race, and I do think he's the most likely one to give the Pentagon something to think about there in race number 4. On to one of the first big handicaps here then tonight, the 8 o'clock, very tough-looking affair, around about 6-1 the field at time of recording. Sweet as ever represents an informed stable at the moment of Joseph O'Brien, who can't do any wrong. And this horse bounced back to form last time out at Hamilton after a bit of a nondescript performance at Belyistown behind Cloudy Mist the time before. Certainly didn't think she handled the tight nature of the track that evening. Whereas I do think going back to Leopardstown, she could be much more to seeing a better advantage. I do think Cloudy Miss on better ground will run well than she did down in Killarney the other day. And if you go back to that run at Belyistown the time before, and indeed the run beyond Jetstreaming back in the middle of June, I'd certainly give Mickey Halford's charge an each-way squeak here. Another horse that's caught my eye this season is a horse called Nimitz from the Charles O'Brien stable. I don't think we've seen the best of this gelding by Casamento, and I don't think we will until he probably gets a track to run over more in keeping with his overall physique and structure. He certainly is a big unit, and I'm not actually sure some of these tight tracks have been suiting him. At Leopardstown a couple of starts ago, he raced in the rear, but he did catch the eye in the way he finished off that race, so much so that he was sent off favourite next time out at Gowran, only to disappoint and not really be helped by the way the race developed and his poor track position turning in. But he did keep on quite nicely late on under a hands and heels ride, so to suggest there's definitely more to come from this horse, and I don't think he's quite well handicapped. He could done with a better draw here tonight, Nimitz, but I've got a feeling that he's much better than his current rating and his odds imply this morning. So Nimitz around about 12-1 this morning is the small recommendation there in the fifth race. On to the penultimate contest, which comes up at 8:30. Only 4 runners go to post, but they've all got some nice form in some decent races so far to date. None more so than Clangowie's. And typical of Jim Bolger, you've just got to admire this horse's bravery and tenaciousness and durability as well, because he's had plenty of chances to duck it, getting beat early on in his career. But he's bounced back to form, or his very best, with victories at Down Royal in the Ulster Derby and indeed at the Curragh next time out in a viciously competitive handicap, making all on both occasions. Certainly think the mile and a half triple definitely playing to his strength tonight. And you'd imagine that Kevin Mannin will just keep it simple on this colt by new approach, send him out in front and make it hard for the others to pass. And we know how tough he is once he's off the bridle. So Clungowies is the pick there in race number 6. On to the 9 o'clock, a very tough race to conclude, but I quite like the well that Al Tren is shaping at the moment. He's certainly suggesting that once now he's in form, he's a horse to be followed, as he proved with his good run here over this track last time out. He just couldn't quite cope with the likes of Lord Justice and Black Label in the latter stages, but he did keep on quite willingly in the end to suggest a step up to a mile 7 here this evening won't do him any harm. Magna Carta certainly looks the obvious danger on paper, given that Shark Hanlon's charge has been knocking at the door under both codes of late. He's sometimes been ridden a little bit too forcefully for his own liking, so with a little bit more of a conservative ride tonight, one would imagine that Magna Carta would give El Tren the most to think about there in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. And from this point onwards, our attentions will be very much drawn to the Galway Festival, which, of course, starts next Monday, running through all the way from next Monday to next Sunday. So we've certainly got plenty to talk about and many races to cover over at Ballybrit. So hopefully you'll join us for Monday for the next podcast. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.